Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们要继续来思想, 我们在生活上效法基督的第二讲。
We continue to ponder upon this the topic of be imitators of God, Christ in our life.
我们要讲的是要效法基督的盼望。
Today we talked about be imitators of Christ in his hope.
在哥林多前书第13章13节说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。
So in Hebrew it says here, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
上礼拜我们已经, 思想过我们要在信心上效法基督。
Last week we talked about we want to be imitator of Christ in his faith.
今天我们要来思想如今长存的第二样，要在盼望上效法基督。
Today we're going to think about the second things that is hope. We want to be imitator of Christ in his hope.
首先我们来看看耶稣基督在盼望上给我们留下什么榜样。
First of all, we want to look at what kind of example Jesus Christ has left us.
我们一同再来读这个第十二章第二节，我们一同来读来。
So, let's read the chapter 12, verse 2 together. Go.
这里讲到说，耶稣他轻看羞辱，忍受那十字架的苦难。
So he talks about Jesus. He overlooked or overlooked this shame and the suffering on the cross because of the joy set before him.
耶稣为什么会轻看羞辱，忍受那十字架的苦难呢？
How can he endure the cross and the scorning its shame?
这里告诉我们说，是因为那摆在前面的喜乐。
It tells us here that it's because the joy set before him.
这个就是耶稣的盼望。
That is the hope of Jesus Christ's hope.
那什么是, 摆在他前面的喜乐呢?
But what is this joy before him?
我们都知道耶稣他本来就是神。
We know that Jesus Christ, he is God.
他为什么要降世成为人呢?
Why does he want to be incarnated as a human?
而且成为一个最卑微的人。
And even to become a very humble, poor, lowly person.
他活在世上33年。
In the 33 years he lived among us on earth.
圣经告诉我们, 天上的飞鸟有窝，人狐狸有洞，人子没有枕头的地方。
Bible told us that it says foxes have dens and birds have nets, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
他为什么要过这么穷苦的生活?
Why does he need to live in such a poor condition?
不但如此,
Not only that,
他最后还被钉在十字架上,
he was crucified and nailed on the cross.
为我们受苦受难,
he suffered for us.
有一首诗歌讲到说, 我们要思想耶稣基督, 他头上戴的荆棘冠冕。
So that's a hymn talks about that we need to fix our eyes or think about the crown of the thrones on his head.
他的手、他的脚被那粗大的铁钉钉在上面，钉在十字架上面。
And his hand, his feet was nailed with a huge, humongous the nails.
他的血从头上、从手上、从脚上一滴一滴的滴下来。
And his blood bled from his head, his feet, and his hands, drop by drop.
一直到血流干而死亡。
Until he bled to death.
为什么耶稣要这样的受苦, 受难受死?
Why does he need to suffer and die for us?
因为他有一个盼望。
Because he has a hope.
他盼望我们人能够因他所受的刑罚得平安。 能够因他所受的鞭伤得医治。
Because he hoped the punishment that brought us peace, the punishment he had can brought us peace, and by his wound we are healed, we can be healed.
就好像先知以赛亚所预言的一样。
Just like what the prophet Isaiah prophesied.
我们一同来读第四节到第五节,
so let's read verse 4 and 5 together. Because we can see that because of the price he paid on the cross, and we can receive him as our personal savior, so our sin may be forgiven. We become children of God. From a slave of the sin. Because of this, he rejoiced. This is his joy. And that is his hope too.
耶稣看着能因他能够因信得救罪得赦免,
so when he sees us, we can be forgiven through believing in him,
成为神的儿女,
become children of God.
那样的喜乐, 比他在十字架上所受的受苦受难更重要。
That to him is more important than the suffering he had on the cross.
因为他有这样一个盼望。
Because he has such a hope.
所以他能够轻看羞辱, 忍受十字架的苦难。
So he can overlook the suffering on the cross.
印度诗人, 泰戈尔他曾经这样讲。
So one of the poet, the Indian poet, Tagore said this. So whenever a baby was born, he actually the baby carries a message.
神对人类并不失望。
God has not given up on the human.
因为神对人类并不失望, 所以他愿意把他的独生子耶稣基督当作一个礼物，一个贵重的礼物赐给我们人。
And because he is not disappointed in us, so he gives us his only begotten son as a precious gift. So if people can receive this precious gift from his hand, that same act is actually receiving two most precious hope.
第一个就是今生 可以得到神所赐的新生命。
That is, in this life, we will be able to receive this new life.
在耶稣第5章12节说, 人有神的儿子就有生命。
So in the 1 John chapter 5, 12, it says this, whoever has a son has life.
这个生命是从神来的。
The life, this life came from God.
是一个改变的生命。
It's a changing life. Changed life.
这个生命让我们有力量可以胜过一切的试探。
So this life can help us to be victorious over all the temptations.
可以胜过诸般的试炼。
We can be victorious over all the trials.
这是何等的恩典所带来何等的盼望。
What kind of how big this hope is?
因为有盼望，所以我们能够忍受世上的患难跟困苦。
Because of this hope, we can live through all the suffering and trials in this world.
我们一同来读, 帖撒罗前书1章3节。 来, 请。 盼望乃是信徒能够忍耐的一个源头。
And hope is the source of where we the reason we can be patient,
少有,
endure, being to endure.
少有盼望就少有忍耐.
If you have few hope, you don't you have little endurance.
都有盼望就都有忍耐.
The more hope you have, the more endurance you have.
同样，没有盼望。
And if there's no hope, there's no endurance.
Let's read Romans 从前所写的圣经。可以得着盼望，但愿这里所说的盼望不是指的一味的盲目的乐观。
So the hope here is not a kind of optimism that is blind.
相反的，这种盼望是坚定又强烈的一种期待。
So this kind of hope is a strong and firm expectation.
确信神一定会实现他在圣经里面所说的一切话。
Believing in God's promise written in the scripture.
有一本书叫做这个行过贵活的耶和谷。
There's a book by the name of Through the Valley of the Quiet.
它是由这个内尔高登所写的。
Written by Ernest Gordon.
他是苏格兰的一个军官呢。
He's a Scottish officer during the World War II.
这本书他是在他第二次世界大战的时候期间做这个战俘的这个年日所写的。
So the story is about when he was a POW during the World War II.
他在战俘营身体受了很多的伤害。
So during those days, physically he suffered quite a bit.
他得到过疟疾、白喉、伤寒、脚气病、痢疾、溃伤等等的病。
So he has suffered various disease, malaria, diphtheria, and all kinds of ulcers and all kinds of disease.
他也被强迫做劳役。
And he was become a forced labor.
同时又缺乏食物。
And at the same time, short of food.
所以那个时候本来是1.89米高的他，竟然掉到45公斤。
So he was about 180 centimeter tall, but his weight dropped to 45 kilograms.
因为那个时候战俘营那个医院呢，非常肮脏不堪呢。
Because the hospital condition is very poor and dirty.
这个绝望的 Ernie 他就要求移到一个比较干净的地方。
And this hopeless the one who lost all the hope, Ernest requests to move to a better place, a cleaner place.
这个地方是什么？停尸间呢，太平间呢。
And that is actually the morgue in that place.
他躺在那个太平间的地上。
He was laying on the ground in that morgue.
等待着死亡。
Just waiting to die.
但是有一个名叫这个大使的达斯的基督徒。
But then there came a Christian called by the name of Dusty.
他也是一个战俘。
He is also a POW.
他每天就过来帮他清洗这个伤口。
So daily he came to clean his wounds.
照顾他，鼓励他。
And care for him and encourage him.
并且跟他分享他自己拥有的食物。
Sharing food with him.
经过这个达斯细心的照顾
Through his care, through Dusty's care,
这个Ernest的这个健康呢，情况就越来越好。
And Ernest, his condition improved.
那个达斯他不但照顾他，他也向这个本来是无神论的这位Ernest向他传福音。
And at the same time, Dusty preached the gospel to this atheist Scottish.
他分享他自己。对神的那种信心。
He shared about his faith to God.
他向这个Ernest来表明
So Dusty said that to Ernest.
就算在患难之中
So he said even in this tribulation,
生命仍然有希望。
Life is still hopeful.
这个Ernest因此后来信了耶稣。
Ernest became Christian later on.
他在他所写的这本书里面，他曾经这样讲。
So he wrote in his book.
当处在绝望而唯有上帝可信靠的时候
，So when you're in despair and only God, and only God you can trust,
信心就会更加的茁壮
，Your faith becomes stronger.
他亲身体会到这是千真万确的
，He personally experienced this is very true.
我们一同在读罗马书五章三到五节来，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜。 对神的信靠能够使人在患难当中能够忍耐。
So our trust in God can help us to live through the suffering.
忍耐产生了老练。
And which produce the perseverance.
最后是盼望。
And finally hope.
因为有不至于落空的盼望。
Because the hope does not put us to shame.
所以即使在患难中也是有喜乐的。
So we can still have joy in our suffering.
就好像耶稣他曾经告诉我们。
Just like what Jesus once told us.
你们在世上有苦难。
That you will have troubles in life.
但是你们可以放心。
But you can have peace.
外面有苦难，但是你里面有平安。
But outside you will have trouble, but in your heart you will have this peace.
我们在读哥林多后书第八章第二节来，就是他人在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍然有满足的喜乐。意思说不仅是在里面有主所赐的平安，而且还能够有满足的喜乐。
So it is saying not only will we have this peace inside, but we will also have this living joy inside. And the overflowing joy inside.
如果我们接受耶稣基督这个礼物带来的第二个盼望。
So the second things when we receive Jesus as our Savior.
就是来世能够得到神所赐的永生。
So the second thing we will receive is the eternal life.
就好像约翰福音三章四节讲的，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So just like John 3:16, it says that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
用我们人的说法就是，得永生就是进天堂。
Use our human way of expressing it, that is, have eternal life means we enter the heaven.
反过来讲。不得永生就是进入地狱。
On the other side, that is, if we don't have eternal life, we will be in hell.
在但丁所写的《神曲》里面，他描述地狱的情况。
So in Divine Comedy, which is written by Dante, there's a story.
他说地狱的门口挂了一个牌子。
There's a story about hell. It says that there's a sign hanging outside on the door of the entrance of this hell.
他说进入的人，就进入地狱的人必须要放弃希望。
So it said, the sign says that to enter you must give up hope.
也就是说在地狱里面是没有盼望的。
In other words, in hell there's no hope.
反过来讲，天堂就是一个充满盼望的地方。
And the opposite side is in heaven there is a placeFull of hope.
因为在那里有神与我们同在。
Because there are the God, God will be with us.
因为在那里不再有死亡，不再有悲哀，不再有哭嚎，不再有疼痛。
Because there will be no tears, no death.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们今生活着是在地狱呢，还是在天堂呢
？In this life, do we live in hell or in heaven?
跟我们活着是不是有盼望有密切的关系。
It has a big connections to how whether we have hope in this life.
第二方面我们要思想了，耶稣基督的盼望是属天的。
The second point is that the hope of Jesus Christ is heavenly.
是属灵的。
It's spiritual.
我们要效法基督的盼望，我们的盼望应该是属天的，属灵的。
So if we want to be imitators of his hope, our hope should also be spiritual and heavenly.
我们一同来读这节圣经节。马太福音十六章二十六节来，人若赚得全世界，这里我特别把这个赚跟赔把它放大。
So I put an emphasis on this gain and loss.
我就是要告诉弟兄姐妹，有赚就有赔。
I want to tell you that whenever you want to gain something, you lose something.
只不过所赚的东西跟所赔的东西不一样。
It's just a matter of what you gain and what you lose.
这里说你赚了世界。
Here it says you can gain the world.
你赔上生命。
But you give in exchange for the life.
弟兄姐妹是不是这个样子呢？有赚就有赔啊。
You will have some, you gain, there will be some gain and some loss.
有人为了事业打拼，忙得无日无夜的这样在做事情。
So there are people who work day and night for his work and career.
不错，他赚了很多钱。
Truly, he can make a lot of money.
他赔上什么
？But what did he lose?
他赔上健康啊。
He exchanged with his health.
他赔上家庭啊。
Exchanged with
他赔上婚姻啊。
Family and marriage.
他赔上跟他儿女之间的关系啊。
And the relationship with the children.
有赚就有赔。
You gain some and lose some.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们的盼望是在天上
Our hope is in heaven,
不是在地上
It's not on earth.
我们若是把盼望放在地上属世的金钱、名利、地位、学问，我们会失去属灵的这些福分
If we put our eyes on the earthly things, such as the meaning of fame, our status, our knowledge, we'll lose the heaven, the spiritual gain.
今天世人最追求就是钱，钱，钱。
Today, people are pursuing the money, and nothing but the money.
所以这个向前看啊，成为一个很有名的话。
So fixing our eyes on the money become a famous, saying.
因为向前看，就失去了很多真正有价值的东西。
So looking forward to the money, we will lose a lot of more precious things.
有一副对联这样写。
So there is a poet. Saying this.
金钱并非万能，盼望乃是财富。
So money is not everything. Hope is our real wealth.
为什么说金钱并非万能呢？
Why does it say that money is not not everything?
因为金钱是可以买到一些东西。
Even though it's true that money can buy you things,
但是不能买所有的东西。
But it cannot buy everything.
金钱。
Money
可以买到大的房子
can buy you a big house,
但不能买一个幸福温暖的家
but cannot buy you a warm, happy family home.
金钱是可以买到最华丽的床铺
and the money can buy you the most, the best bed.
但是不能够买到安宁的睡眠
but it cannot buy you a peaceful rest.
金钱是可以买到很多山珍海味的食物
Money can buy you many delicious food.
但是不能够买到好的胃口。
But it cannot buy you the good appetite.
金钱可以买到很多很贵重的珠宝。
Money can buy you a lot of jewelries.
但是不能够买那个内在美。
But it cannot buy you the beauty inside.
金钱可以买到一些表面上的拥护。
Money can buy you the superficial support.
但不能买到一个由衷的尊敬。
But it cannot buy you the respect.
所以金钱的功能是有限度的。
So the power of the money is limited.
而且他所买到的东西都不是永恒的东西。
And all the things it can buy, they are not eternal.
它只是在一定的空间、一定的时间之内才能够起一定的作用。
It has limited effect within the constraint of some time and space.
为什么说盼望乃是财富呢？
And why do we say the hope is a real treasure?
这里所讲的盼望当然不是属世的盼望。
Of course, the hope we are not talking about the worldly hope.
而是天上属灵的盼望。
But heavenly and spiritual hope.
在旧约圣经，神是我们的盼望这句话经常出现。
So in the Bible, God is our hope.This message come up quite often.
我们一同读诗篇六十二篇第五节来。我的心呐、还有第十七篇耶利米书十七章十三节来。耶和华以色列的盼望，凡离弃你的必自蒙羞。同样在新约圣经，基督是我们的盼望。这样的信息也经常出现。
And in the same way, in New Testament, Christ is our hope. This message come up also frequently.
好，我们一同来读哥罗西书一章二十七节来。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等是有基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
创造以做万物的神的真神。是我们的盼望，这样的盼望才是真正的财富。
And the one who created the world, the God, is our hope, and this hope is our true treasure.
盼望是不是能够实现，跟你所盼望的对象有关系。
Whether this hope can be realized has a lot to do with what we are hoping for.
当你盼望的对象动摇了，那你的盼望也就告吹了。
So if the things you hope for is shaking, then the things you hope for will won't be realized.
基督徒盼望的缘由跟对象和世人有不同的地方在哪里？
So what's the difference between what we are hope, what Christian hope for and what the world hope for?
第一个，基督徒盼望的缘由是在于基督。
And for Christian, the reason for us to hope is we hope in the Christ.
因为基督永不会失信。
Because Christ will be always faithful.
是靠得住的。
He's trustworthy.
因此，我们的盼望，在他身上的盼望一定会成全。
And therefore, our hope can be complete.
基督徒的盼望对象是在于神。
And our hope is also toward God.
我们所信的神，他是一个又真又活的神。
And our God is the living God.
所以我们能够寄盼望于他身上。
So we can put our hope.
他就是那。使人有盼望的神。
And he is the one who gives us hope.
罗马书第十五章十三节一同来读来，但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将。认识和相信，那使人有盼望的神就不会绝望。
We will not be hopeless, and in despair if we know and believe in.The God who gives us hope.
在第十九世纪下半叶，有一个著名的短篇小说家叫做莫泊桑。
So in the 19th century, there's a novelist by the name of Maupassant.
他曾经这样说：“人活在盼望之中。”
So once he said that if we live in the hope,
旧的盼望实现了，或者是泯灭了，新的盼望的烈焰。随之会燃烧起来。
So whenever our old hope, whether it's realized or it is perished, our new hope will come up burning again.
同样，十九世纪法国伟大的作家雨果啊，他曾经也这样讲。
So same era, there's also an author, Hugo, said this.
他说，在梦中播下再多的种子，也得不到一丝丰收的喜悦。
So it says no matter how many seeds we plant them in our dream, we will not receive the good tiding of this harvest.
但是在田野呢，哪怕只播下一粒种子，也会有收获的盼望。
But if we plant even just a single seed in the field, we will have that hope of harvest.
我们一同来读罗马书八章二十四节，我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望。谁还盼望？为什么说所见的盼望不是盼望呢？
Why do we say that the things we can see is not a real hope?
因为这是属地的盼望。
Because that is a earthly or worldly hope.
地上的盼望再好，
no matter how good that hope is,
也不能够达到永恒。
It will not reach eternity.
我们见过许多地上属世的盼望。就好像梦中播下的种子一样。
We have seen many worldly hope. It's just like the seeds you plant in the dream.
我们见过它的成功，也见过它的失败。
We have seen it, its success and its failure.
失败已经成为事实。
All the failure has already come true.
即使是成功，也会成为过去，或是将要成为过去。
Even the success will pass away.
所以人属世的盼望都是梦中播下的种子。
So all the worldly hope, they are nothing but the seeds you plant in the dream.
我们一同来读彼得前书第一章第三节，来，愿颂赞归主耶稣的父神，他曾借着照着自己的大怜悯，只有创造宇宙万物的神，借着耶稣基督，他能够把那不能坏的种子。后面有讲，我们再读好不好？你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，乃是神活泼长存的道。神他把那个不能坏的种子、活泼长存的道，好像田野 实际播下的一粒种子一样。
So, Jesus has given us this unperishable seed. It's like we are planting that in the field.
撒在人的心里。
We plant that in people's heart.
这样就会有收获。
Then you will have the reward.
人就会得到一个重生的生命。
People will receive regenerating life.
所以今生能够得到神所赐的新生命，和来世能够得到神所赐的永生，这才是真正的活泼的盼望。
So the true living hope is what we can receive the life today in this life, but also the eternal life in the future.
第三，基督徒的最终盼望是等候耶稣再来。
So thirdly, the true hope is to wait for Christ the second coming.
我们一同来读提多书二章十三节，来等候神所盼望的福。等候耶稣再来是一个有福的盼望。
So waiting for the second coming of Jesus is a blessed hope.
所以我们要专心盼望耶稣基督的显现所带来给我们的恩典。
So we need to focus on the blessing that comes with Christ's second coming.
那个时候我们要得到一个完全的更新。
And then we'll be receiving the complete regeneration.
我们这个肉体要改变。
Our body will be changed.
好像这个《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章十六到十八节所讲的。
Just like what written in First Thessalonians chapter 4.
当主耶稣再来的时候。
When Jesus comes again.
那些已经离开我们的那些圣徒他们会先复活。
So those Christians who passed away before us,
我们还活着的，我们就要被提到空中与主。
We'll rise again, and we who lived at the time, will also be raised up.
这是我们的一个很大的盼望。
This is our great hope.
特别是我们当中年轻的弟兄姐妹里面更有盼望。根本不必经过死亡就直接被提。
So for the younger ones among us, you may have better hope that you can bypass this death and will see Jesus again.
但是不管如何。
But no matter what,
我们都与主永远同在。
We all will be with our Lord forever.
这是好的无比的。
And that is the greatest thing.
好，因为时间的关系，我只讲到这里。
So because of time, I will stop here.
我们感谢神，因为我们的盼望都在于他。
So our hope is totally on him.
他给我们盼望不是虚无缥缈的。
What he the hope he gave us is not something in of vanity.
因为我们的盼望的根基在耶稣基督。
Because our hope is based on the Jesus Christ.
耶稣好像坚固的磐石一样。
He is like a solid rock.
是我们永不落空的盼望。
He is our hope that will come true eventually.
我们一同来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn together.
心所望别无根基，只有救主流血公义，除此以外空虚无凭，只靠耶稣有主之名。你在基督天是坚固，其余根基全是沙土，其根基全是沙土，有时黑暗遮蔽主面，主恩可靠永无改变，或有风浪不怕正义，一望如毛倒在海里，你在基督磐石永固，其根基全 是沙土，其余根基全是沙土。基督宝血点滴圣约，救我不受洪流吞灭，其他依靠都要失效，救主是我居所盼望。你在基督磐石永固，其余根基全是沙土，其余根基全是沙土。马儿听见号筒声起，我同众生在基督里，穿上救主血白衣袍，圣洁无愧同受荣耀。你在基督磐石永固，其余根基全是沙土，一根基全是沙土。
我为他祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
因为只有你能够带给我们永不动摇的盼望。
Because only you can give us this unshakable hope.
永不改变的盼望。
A hope that never changes.
哦，主啊，谢谢你。
Lord,
在这个世上，我们没有一个真正的盼望。
In this world, there's no real hope.
因为这个盼望都要过去，
Because they shall all pass away.
这世上及其他的一切都要过去，
Everything in this world will pass away.
唯独遵行神的旨意是永远长存。
Only the one who obeys your command.
当我们把盼望放在你身上的时候，
So if we put our hope in you,
我们就好像一个稳固的根基，
It's that we have a solid foundation.
永不动摇，
We will not be shaken.
立在耶稣基督的根基上面，
We stand firm on the ground, on the foundation of Christ,
永不动摇。
We will not be shaken.
我们就是把房子盖在磐石上。
That is, we build a house on this rock.
不会受风吹雨打的影响。
We will not be affected by the storm.
不管环境再坏。
No matter how the circumstances.
因为我们对你有盼望。
But because our hope in you.
所以我们能够靠你站立得稳。
We can stand firm because of you.
我们能够靠你胜过我们所面对的环境。
We can overcome the circumstances.
因为我们是信靠那一位不会用不会叫我们失望的神。
Because we are believing in God that who will not put us in shame.
感谢你，赞美你。
We give thanks to you.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.